Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It's always fun to be back at the fair every year. Just what does it mean to you this year to be back at the Erie County Fair, where it seems like everything's going to be pretty much back to normal at this point, kind of before pandemic 2019 style?
Yeah, the fair is always kind of special. This is my hometown, and I mean, we do this every week, so a fair is a fair, but this one's kind of special, yeah.
Absolutely. And obviously the I Got It 10 is always a popular 10 for people to take part in. You know, obviously it's fun to play the games and everything like that for the chance to win prizes. Just what does it mean to you every year to be able to be here and interact with people and get the opportunity to see all kinds of people come in and take part in this?
Well, it's fun. I enjoy it. I've been doing this for 42 years. It's kind of the same thing over and over again, but you meet new people, and yeah, it's fun. I enjoy it.
What makes I Got It in your mind so special in terms of just being what many people would say a fair favorite to take part in?
I'm kind of surprised at it, actually. I mean, every year it seems to gain popularity, and it kind of surprises me because I see it every day, I guess. I don't know. It is a very popular game.
Do you know the history behind it in terms of just where it came from, how it started, and why it became so popular?
Used to be a guy, our name is Boxall's I Got It. Okay. There used to be a guy named Al Boxall who had tents all over New York State playing bingo.
Okay.
That's how he made his living. He played bingo. And then, I'm not sure the year, the late 50s maybe, they outlawed bingo for profit. So he scrambled around and tried a few different games and came up with this. And it's been this ever since. And that's where it sprung from, bingo.
People consider it a staple of the fair, but just, you know, when, you know, every year you come here and there seems to be just a number of different tents set up. Just it seems pretty important to be able to be spread out throughout the fair. And not only that, but just, you know, Cattaraugus County just happened and I Got It's down there. It means a lot to be kind of widespread, not only just at this specific fair, but just all across Western New York and New York State for that matter.
Yeah, we're mostly just the East Coast, New York and Pennsylvania. Basically, we used to play a lot in the South, but we're done with that. But in this area especially, there isn't anybody that doesn't know what I Got It is. That's just how it is.
And just what may be new this year in terms, is there always stuff that's new? Because I know that there's a ton of stuff here that's being given away every year when you do win, but is there anything new in particular that people would be excited about?
We go through different things, a ton of things. So mostly I'd say more than half of it is new. Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't know what to point out specifically, but.
Obviously a popular item would be anything Bills or Sabres, right?
Oh my God, the Bills, yeah. You could have a Bills on a gum wrapper and they would take that. They don't care. Yeah, Bills is real popular.
Absolutely. Mark,
this is the year.
Yeah.
This is the year, I'm telling you. I've taken season tickets since the mid-80s. Before I die, we got to get one.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.